Guys, welcome to the show. This week we managed to speak to Lehle Honolo Majoro. We spoke to him about his decision to join Cape Town City and why he thought it was best for his career. We also spoke about his time with Chiefs and Pirates, being one of the few players who have turned out for both the Soweto Giants. Lastly, we also spoke to Major about his ambitions to get back into the Bafana Bafana fold.
Okokuqala ke, how do you feel about ilento ke indlela enenza ngayo as a team, because Cape Town City, everyone's talking about you and you are sitting on top of the log at the moment?
Yeah, obviously, Butiza, like, it's a very encouraging situation, and with the kind of performance that we have been in, it's very encouraging, and it only motivates us to even become better than we are, judging by the fact that, like, we are the new club in the PSL, and we've been doing so well so far. So we as a team would like to make history in so many ways, and the performance that we've been displaying, it's a right platform and a right way to show that, like, we really, really want to do well and put the team on the map.
Yeah. And you've also done well against the Giants of South African football. I mean, on Tuesday, you did well against Chiefs, and everyone was saying that you should have won that game. Why do you think you guys have managed to do, you know, so well against the Giants that everyone, you know, is looking at as the, you know, the league contenders?
I mean, like, first of all, I must say, like, our chairman, the technical staff, they've really showed a supportive motivation, or supportive, they've been our supportive structure, because each and every time when we do well, they don't keep quiet, they always encourage us to do well, you understand? So, and the team spirit that we have within the team, it's one thing that also helps us when we play to do our level best. And with the kind of squad that we have, everyone is willing to do his best so that the team can benefit. And as I said, I think, like, all those things, when they're put together, they make us to gel as a team. And each and every game that we play, we try by all means to better our previous performance. And, like, we've been doing well, not only with the big Giants, but even the teams that are regarded as the smaller teams. Whereas I don't believe in such thing as saying other teams that are in PSL are referred to as small teams, because now I think you have discovered that, like, any team can beat whichever team that it plays against. You understand? So everyone is dedicated. Every team is dedicated, and it's only a plus for us because we've been doing well and we haven't lost in 8 games, if I'm not mistaken. And that is quite a good thing for us to keep us motivating ourselves every time to say, like, we mustn't lose now because we haven't lost in 8 games. So let us try by all means to prevent any team from taking that away from us.
Talking about that game on Tuesday against Kaizer Chiefs, it looks like you badly wanted to score there and you almost scored, and Kune at one stage made a brilliant save from your shot. Take me through that moment, you know, how did you feel when he made that save, because you look so desperate to score?
No, I wouldn't say like I was desperate to score. Each and every game that I play as a striker, I really want to score because it's my job as a striker to score goals or either create for my teammates. So it doesn't mean like I was desperate to score against Chiefs. I also tried to score against Free State Stars. So whichever team that I play against, I try by all means to score goals because as a striker, when you score goals, you become happy and that makes the team to win and also boost your confidence and your play. You understand? So it's not a matter of that because we're playing against Chiefs, I was desperately to score.
Yeah, okay. And talking about you individually, it's a new challenge for you. You are, in Cape Town, you've relocated to the mother city. Why did you decide that this was the right move for you?
Yeah, I must say, like in football, sometimes people have to take decisions that they would never even thought that they could take. If you really believe in yourself, and if you really believe that like you still have much to offer for the game of football, I decided to go to Cape Town because I knew that like Cape Town was the new team. It had new beginnings and they wanted to achieve things and introduce themselves. And I also thought to myself, like, this is an opportunity for me to go and start all over again and remind myself why was I regarded as one of the best strikers in South Africa. And I believe that Cape Town City, Eric Tingler, and our chairman, John Kumites, gave me that platform to come and join their club and also continue my career by playing football, which is what I like. And also a change of environment. It's also important for one at times because sometimes we tend to be so comfortable at one place to an extent that we end up losing ourselves.
Yeah. So have you set yourself any goals for this season?
My goal is to play football, help my team to achieve their goals, and obviously to score goals as many as I can, but without putting in any unnecessary pressure, because I believe in our team, anyone is capable of scoring goals. As you can see, our captain Lebo Manyama is the one who's leading with goals. Obrigoma Goma, who has also been on form, has been scoring goals. Massina has been scoring goals. Judas has been scoring goals. So, to summarize that, I can say like anyone in the team is capable of scoring goals, and that is what the team needs, where they don't rely on one person, but the entire team, because we know football is not a game of one person, but it's a game of 11 players, including those who are on the bench, you understand? So football is a team sport, so everyone who's given an opportunity must also try by all means to match the standards of whoever those who are starting, you understand?
Yeah. I remember though that it took you a while to get off the mark, Was there some frustration on your part, and how happy were you to get that first goal for Cape Town City?
I wouldn't say that it was frustrating because I know it was a matter of time before I get to that to get that point, you understand? Because most especially as a striker, you need your sharpness, you need game time for you to be able to convert goals, you understand? So I've been getting support from my teammates and the management, you understand? So that also contributed immensely in me trying to make a comeback in whatever that I've been doing.
And Major, you belong in that a special league of players who have played for both the Soweto Giants, Chiefs, and Pirates. When you reflect on your journey at both clubs, what would you say have been your negatives and the positives in your career?
There isn't much that I can say beside me saying I'm blessed and honored to have managed to play for both Soweto Giants, of which it's a dream for each and every player to play for such or one of those if he manages to get that lucky, you understand? And to play in a derby, each and every derby that you play is an experience, and it's an overwhelming situation that makes you judge yourself amongst other peers of yours within both teams, whether you belong there or you don't, because it's easy to be distracted. First of all, because of the number of supporters that comes to the stadium to watch you guys play. So if you don't have heart and courage and you don't believe in yourself, it's easy for you to fumble. And if you can fumble in such a huge stage, it's easily for you to be targeted or be destroyed, because that moment on its own, it's your time for you to shine and showcase the number of supporters, what you have for the club. And I must say, I've managed to do well for both clubs, and I'm happy for that, and I appreciate that opportunity that I've got for them.
I'm sure, you say you also need the heart and guts and all of that, but I'm also sure that you need balls as well.
I wouldn't say that because it's you who said balls, but all I'm saying is that, like, all you need is a mental strength, because such games, you don't play them with a negative mindset. You also have to be positive. So, a game of football, it's played through your mind. Your legs are only the tools to assist you to play the game, as the legendary Pirlo has once said. Understand? So I believe so also. If you have courage and a big heart and you really believe in yourself, I don't think, like, you will do any wrong comes a derby day.
Do you believe that this move will potentially, you know, see you getting more game time in your career and helping you to discover your best goal scoring form, as we know, Major? Because the last few seasons, to be honest, have been up and down for you.
Yeah, I must say, like, I'm very happy that I'm finally getting game time. But me getting game time, it will never be served on a silver platter for me. I also have to work hard on training. I have to work hard at training, because that's the most important thing. And the thing is that, like, when you play for the team of our caliber, everyone is hungry, everyone wants to do well, and that on its own, it's a tool that a team needs, because you need each and every individual within the team to help the team further or achieve their goals.
And your relationship with the coach, I mean, at Pirates, you were there together and you didn't play much under him. And a lot of people were asking questions as to why he's bringing you to Cape Town City when he didn't play you much. How's your relationship with him?
No, I would say, like, my relationship with the coach is the same as any other relationships that I had with all the coaches that I've been under. I don't believe in this thing when they say, like, so and so has been liked by the coach and whatsoever, because if there's one thing that you can't cheat, you can never cheat the game of football, because the football gods are always watching and they know what is happening. So I believe, like, Coach Eric had his own reasons why I wasn't playing. Maybe I wasn't doing well. Maybe there was something that he saw that he can work for him then. But that it's part and parcel, because each and every coach has his own plans and ideas, as each and every game is different. Never two games are the same. you know. So I don't have any bad vibes with any coach that I've been under.
Okay. Just lastly, Major, the issue of Bafana Bafana, I'm sure that you want to get back there again because you forced your way back in 2015, but then found yourself out of the mix again. So, you know, with a good run at Cape Town City, you know, I'm sure that's one of the goals that everyone wants to represent his country.
Yeah, obviously, each and every player wants to represent his country. But as a player, you could never focus on saying, like, I want to see myself playing for a national team. The most important thing for you to break through into the national team is for you to do well at club level. And the rest will happen. There are so many players that have been doing well, but they've never been selected. So the less you think of that, the better for you, because the more you think of you being selected for a national team, it will only put pressure on yourself without you being aware. But if you can focus on doing well for your club each and every game that you play, then the rest will happen automatically.
Yes. How does it make you feel when our national team is struggling for goals? There's this problem of strikers in the country to the extent that the coach will, you know, think of calling up a guy who's playing overseas that a lot of people have never heard of him before.
Like I said, like, my job is to be a player. I can never put myself into the coach's mind and whatsoever. I believe whoever has been appointed for our organization in South Africa to be a national team coach has the accolades and deserve to be there on that seat that he has been chosen to be on. So whatever that he does, whoever he selects, it's the best player that he believes will work for him. So for that, like, I can never really, really put my focus in and comment about that.
No, Major, thanks a lot for your time, eh, and wishing that you score even more goals, because the game is all about goals.
Thank you very much.
Okay, keep well, my brother.
Hola.
We hope you enjoyed the interview. Be sure to tune in again next week to see who will be visiting the studio.